you've jumped into life after death. Tell me why.
Well, that's an interesting story. It began in 2002 when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and I was, you know, steeped in metaphysical concepts and esoteria and things, and thought that this would be no problem. I could talk to her and, you know, ease her fears about what was about to happen, and it didn't work. She was still, you know, filled with fear, and nothing I said could convince her that there was nothing to fear outside of course the pain, and she passed away in late 2002, and I was very depressed about it. And one night I was out to dinner with my friend Alberto Violdo, and I was telling him about it, and he had gone through a similar experience when his father had died. And slowly over the next 2 or 3 years, we developed this idea that we needed to make a film that anyone could see to, you know, help ease those fears and show what's really going on at death and after death, but mostly to show your loved ones, your family, your friends who might be going through this experience, and to help them not be fearful. And so that was the real point of the whole thing was, you know, pop the DVD in and show your loved ones a beautiful film filled with optimism and stories about death and life after death. But not just that, the infinite nature of reality. You know, this reality, we're constantly being told by our leaders that everything in this world and universe is finite. And that's actually not true. We live in an infinite universe of infinite possibilities. And so there that, and there were a lot of other motivations. Another motivation for making the film was, frankly, a little bit of a subversive reason, and that is that I knew that if people realized that there was no such thing as death, not really, then they would no longer be afraid of their lives. And if they are no longer afraid of their lives, then no one could tell them what to do. And maybe trying to foment a quiet revolution in the way that we view ourselves and the world. And once we realize that, you know, there's no such thing as death, then I think we're going to be liberated from the political and social environment that we've been thrust into. And I think all the ancient spiritual traditions were trying to do that, but we've lost track somewhere along the way. And now I'm trying, and we're all trying, I think you're trying, we're all trying to get back on track to this kind of place where we can face up to our lives without being fearful of death, of life, of each other, of politicians, of governments. And when that happens, they better run for the hills because they can't tell us what to do anymore. And I think that moment is nearer than we think. I really do.
When you put together your work for this particular documentary, Infinity, The Ultimate Trip, Journey Beyond Death, how did you go about researching it? How'd you put the pieces together?
Well, it started out, it's actually quite a fascinating story because I actually didn't write the film. It wrote itself. It was written by a series of strange synchronicities and coincidences that kept occurring, and I just kept following every synchronicity and bringing the camera crew along and filming everything I could. And at first, I had a very clinical film and wasn't real happy with it. It took 4 years to make the film, but after a while, I started gathering really incredible interviews like the one with Renata Dollinger about her experiences escaping Germany and meeting a person who told her her entire life and what it would be, and it all came true. And stories like that until I realized that I had this body of stories that were all interrelated that told this story about infinity. And so I read a lot of books. I read, you know, Stanislav Grof's books on death, and I read my friend Daniel Brinkley's books and a lot of other people's books. But it really, truly did write itself, and I was really gratified when I finally sat down and started editing it, how smoothly it all just went together. and how it just made total sense, and I didn't have to intrude or put any narration or subtitles or anything in it. It just kind of unfolded like a dream, and that I'm really proud. So I think it's definitely Sacred Mystery's best film and my best film, and we're getting rave reviews, and everybody loves it and everything. But the real point of it is that we all must face this moment at the end of our lives, but what does it mean? And I think we have to understand that we're higher dimensional beings who are encased in a body. And just because the body stops breathing doesn't mean your higher dimensional self doesn't go on living. It does go on living. And once you realize that, you not only have no fear of death, but you have a great sense of compassion for your fellow living beings, whether they be animals or plants or humans, because they all possess a higher dimensional self that from which they came from and from which for which they are going to return. And I think that is the kind of the narrative that we've lost here in the West. It's a well-known fact that the Catholic Church actually believes in reincarnation, but they don't think it should be taught as a doctrine because it will make people not try very hard in this life, supposedly, and they'll just wait for their next life to start their work. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if I buy that. You know, it's a good reason. Either way, I think now at this point in time, with the overflow of information coming in all directions, it's time to let people know that 90% of the rest of the world has another point of view, which is that we have an infinite nature and we're infinite beings, and we're on a giant quest to achieve a certain kind of understanding of this universe. And the Catholics teach that, and the Hindus teach that, and the Buddhists, and the Muslims, and the Jews, and the indigenous peoples teach this. It's a universal construct of ideas that we are beginning to come back to and come to grips with. And when we do, we will be free of the pain that we go through every day, thinking that we have to gather everything now, that we have to get as much as we can now. And when we realize that after we die, we're coming back, we're not going to be so destructive of the environment because we got to come back to this. And so a lot of dynamic changes can come about once we change our idea of the fact that we are not finite, we're infinite beings, and that there really is no such thing as death. And that is really the subversive reasons for the film